This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk. Unofficialmills.co.uk. The home for all things Scott Mills.
5:30, and now we go over to a secret location, presumably somewhere on the south coast of England, and it's Laura off of Laura's Diary. Hello.
Hello, Scott.
Are you right?
I'm very well, thank you.
Still waiting for David Walliams to swim, after which you will go in a boat alongside him as he tries to swim the channel?
Yes, that's right. We haven't had the word yet.
So you've done absolutely nothing interesting since I last spoke to you at all?
No, I've taken a few pictures of girls in bikinis for you.
Do you know what? I've just seen them. I've just got your email. Thanks so much. There's a lot of pretty people where you are today.
I know.
There was a good morning all round in the studio.
It really is. Yeah. It's amazing.
So are you still hanging out with Dave, your new best friend?
Yeah, Dave's just here now.
Yeah. I bet he hates that when you call him Dave.
No, he likes it.
What, Dave?
Yeah, Dave.
Okay, well, shall I call him? Is he there now?
Yeah, right, okay. Talk to him.
I'll try it.
Okay.
Who is this?
Hello, it's Scott Mills.
Oh, hello, Scott.
Hi, Dave.
See, I'm here with Laura.
If my name was David, I would hate to be called Dave in the same way that I hate being called Scotty.
Well, I'm not really a Dave, am I?
Well,
because I'm sort of middle class.
But she said that you liked being called Dave.
She calls me Dave because she likes sort of rough builder types.
Yeah. That's because you've been bonding, because you've not really got much else to do, have you?
She's been massaging me, Scott.
Has she?
We've been practicing the greasing up together. Well, I've greased her, she's greased me. It's been wonderful.
Now, please, David, tell me there's somebody else there apart from Laura with you, because I wouldn't wish that upon anybody.
It's just me and Laura.
Right, so just the two of you, not much to do.
Well,
are you staying in the same hotel?
Yes, there's a sort of
connecting
door between our rooms.
Excellent, okay.
We've kept the illusion that we're not together.
I'm quite imagining...
We didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Yeah, I'm imagining a kind of small seaside B&B with a smell of candy floss and fish and chips wafting from under...
It's very much like that,
excellent.
It's just strange. I mean, some people wait, a couple of weeks to get the right day, so it was just today the wind was going to be right in my face, like 20 miles an hour, so it wouldn't have been possible.
You can't have that, can you?
No.
So, you're just waiting... and what happens when it starts? Does somebody with a gun just go, and then you're off, or what?
They do sound a horn.
Right.
Because you get a time. Right. Not that I'm going to break any record or anything, but they're going to time it, as if, like, that means anything. Go, oh, I only did it in 16 hours, I'll be happy to get there. Do you know what I mean? I mean, I'm not measuring myself against anyone else.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they sound a horn, and they sound another horn when you get to France, hopefully, so...
But it could be kind of any minute now, any hour now, or what are we talking about?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of get confirmation later tonight, and then it'll be sometime tomorrow morning.
Right, so people should text you now, shouldn't they, really, to enter the competition where you can win a walk-on part in Little Britain, because... Of course, as soon as David gets in the water, the competition closes, and this is, your chance. Yeah, as soon as you get in, that's off, okay?
Oh, well, so, why does it need to close? Because you could be running it tomorrow, couldn't you? No.
Well, tomorrow we'll just be asking people to text in anyway.
My progress.
Yeah, and checking in your progress all day.
Right, okay.
So, if you want to text David, the word David, and then how long you think David will spend in the water in minutes as he tries to swim the channel, make sure you send David and then the answer in minutes to this special number, not the Radio 1 number, 82125. David and the answer in minutes to 82125. Do it now because you could be getting in the water any time. If you've got loads of money you just want to give, sportrelief.com/superswim. It's all on there. How prepared are you now?
I'm okay, I'm quite calm.
Yeah.
It's like I'm sort of waiting execution or something, so I'm just trying to relax.
Is it a bit like when you're like waiting to give birth, like nothing happens for ages and then whoosh, everything gets really wet and quite
exactly
painful?
Like when I had my first child.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, it's exactly like that.
And what are you wearing? What are you wearing, Dave?
What am I wearing now?
Yeah.
I'm wearing my song, the one you like to see me in?
Loves it.
The purple one.
Yeah.
And some nipple tassels.
Okay, excellent. Just how I like it.
A sort of dance along the beach.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm just trying to keep a low profile.
Yeah.
You know me, I'm very shy.
Yeah, you are.
If
you could get Laura to take a picture of that on her phone, that would be amazing.
Laura's taken many pictures of me in that state.
Well, one thing, let's say, theoretically, you get eaten by a shark. Not that will probably happen, right? Are you technically out of the water then? Because people want to know for the competition.
I think if the shark eats me, yes, we'll stop the clock there.
Right, okay. Just to confirm that, thank you. All right, now make sure you sponsor David, please. It's for a great cause. Your cost will cost you and will go straight to Sport Relief. Do it. Text David and then how long you think he'll be in the water for in minutes. The swimming can happen anytime now. 82125, sportrelief.com/superswim for more details. Thanks, David.
Thank you so much.
Good luck.